Make Them Hear You.
This is Make Them Hear You, explaining how you can have your voice heard before Congress. The American Health Care Act has now passed in the House over the strenuous objections of hospitals, doctors, insurers, the AMA, Heart, Diabetes, and Lung Associations, the AARP, and governors on both sides of the aisle. And with the bill moving on to the Senate, Colorado's own Cory Gardner will be one of the central figures in crafting the Senate version of Repeal and Replace. Obamacare has given us record health coverage, including 95% coverage of children. The AHCA threatens the health coverage of more than 24 million Americans. Obamacare offers safeguards for people with pre-existing conditions, but states can now opt out of this provision. 129 million Americans have pre-existing conditions, including 86% of people ages 55 to 64. The AHCA is set up so that if you temporarily can't afford health insurance, it will cost you much more to get it back. Last year, 30 million people temporarily suspended their coverage due to financial strains. The AHCA allows states to create high-risk pools, shifting patients with costs greater than $60,000 in a year into a high-risk pool would save almost $300 in average premiums for the low-risk group at a funding cost of more than $18 billion annually. The AHCA does not provide anything near that amount. Even people with employer plans could lose coverage. The ban on annual and lifetime benefit limits applies only to essential health benefits as they're defined by state law. Define them narrowly, and these protections dramatically drop. The bill kills Medicaid expansion by 2020 and cuts traditional Medicaid by $800 billion. Tax credits in the House bill are largely tied to age instead of income. Near seniors over 50 will see tax credits shrink to $4,000 and net expenses increase up to fivefold. And America's wealthiest taxpayers, well, they get to see an immediate tax cut totaling $346 billion over 10 years. Every cent of that goes to taxpayers earning more than $200,000 a year. Here's where Senator Cory Gardner comes in. He is one of 13 Republican senators tasked with crafting the Senate's health care bill. He and three other senators have already opposed the Medicaid cuts in the House bill. He is hearing from countless constituents about their personal stories and their opinions. If you'd like to share your health care ideas with Senator Cory Gardner, you can call, email, visit, or join in the many rallies around the state. I'm Chris Moore, and this is Make Them Hear You.